You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has announced Greater Sydney's lockdown will be extended by at least 2 weeks, naming Friday, the 30th of July, as the earliest possible date for lifting the stay-at-home order. It comes as the state recorded 97 new local coronavirus cases on Wednesday, with 24 of them in the community while infectious. 60 of those cases were in isolation for the entirety of their infectious period. 7 were isolated for part of that period, and the isolation status of the remaining 6 cases is still under investigation. Ms. Berejiklian says the number of cases needs to reach almost zero before lockdown can end.
The advice on the 2 weeks is provided through health. We will know at the end of 2 weeks to what extent we need to extend the lockdown, whether there's any chance of face-to-face schooling. There's a number of issues that we won't know until we have further data. And remember, the impacts of some of the changes we put in place won't be felt for the next few days. So it's really important for us to assess all the advice we have, which will be based on data, and that will take us, obviously, the next 2 weeks to make that assessment.
New South Wales says 70 of the new cases were from southwestern Sydney. The state moved to introduce mandatory testing for essential workers in the Fairfield local government area yesterday. That resulted in hours-long waits for testing, with queues of cars stretching kilometres through suburban streets. More than 65,000 people came forward for testing in the past 24 hours, as the requirement for essential workers in the area to be tested every 3 days was announced. The other main areas of concerns are Roselands, Rosebery, Canterbury, Belmore, the Sutherland Shire, the St George area, Windsor, St Ives, Penrith and Bayside. Frank Carboni, the Mayor of Fairfield, says if the government wants more essential workers to get tested, it needs to provide extra hubs for them to do so.
At the moment, I've had reports of 6 to 8 hours waiting. These are our doctors, our nurses, our teachers that work outside of the LGA. And it's just not acceptable that these people, these poor people who work so hard to put food on the table for their families, have had to come home from work and they've had to actually wait 6 to 8 hours in a queue and then return back to work. Not only is this not good for them, but it's not good for the testing rates, and it's certainly not good to be able to allow these workers to have to go back to work again without any sleep or any rest.
The testing chaos forced the state government to backtrack this morning, with a new rule for all essential workers to be tested every 3 days, now to take effect Saturday rather than today. Employees were also told they can get tested elsewhere in the city to ease congestion. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant is urging workers who are in the Fairfield LGA to travel to other sites for testing while extra services are being set up.
Of course, the community responded, and that was just such an amazing thing to see. But we certainly need to make it easy for people to get tested regularly. And we are expanding services both within Fairfield, but also giving them the message that if you're driving across to another part of Sydney, say Western Sydney, there's lots of testing clinics there with very little wait. So please just look where you're going on your way, on your drive, or at your destination, choose sites that make it really easy.
And Prime Minister Scott Morrison has assured people in New South Wales that the government's support package will last for as long as the lockdown is needed. From the 4th week of lockdown, the disaster payment will be $600 if a person has lost 20 hours or more of work weekly, or $375 for between 8 and less than 20 hours. Mr. Morrison has told Channel 7 the financial help is significant, and it includes the entire state from next week.
It will be a recurring payment, so you won't have to go back and apply each week.
Right.
You will get it each week until the lockdown finishes, and if your circumstances change, then obviously we would want you to inform us of that.
A number of doctors who attended a virtual community leaders forum with Prime Minister Scott Morrison are pushing the federal government to increase the quota of vaccines for southwest Sydney areas. GP and community activist Dr. Jamal Riffey attended the forum, which was held to hear concerns about Sydney's latest coronavirus outbreak. Dr. Riffey has told SBS Arabic 24 that he asked Mr. Morrison to provide more vaccine doses to southeastern Sydney's GPs and clinics.
نفس الوقت
I also suggested that it would be good if we could ease the eligibility requirements for the vaccine rollout so that we can vaccinate as many people as possible as quickly as possible.
And Victorian authorities have detected 7 new local coronavirus infections linked to a crew of removalists from New South Wales and a family who returned from Sydney. 4 of the cases are residents of the Ariel apartment building where the removalists visited, 2 are a resident's parents, and the other is a person who visited Coles in Craigieburn at the same time as the family from the city of Hume. Health authorities have named several new exposure sites, including the MCG and the High Point Shopping Centre in Maribyrnong, close to the apartment complex. Victoria's COVID-19 testing commander, Jerome Weimer, says officials are waiting for further test results.
We are identifying a number of exposure sites. Interviews and discussions are going on literally as we speak. At this point in time, I can confirm that one exposure site is the MCG for the Carlton Geelong game on Saturday, the 10th of July. Between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. This individual was in level 2 in the MCC reserve. We currently have identified 2,000 people through the DVR code system and the ticketing systems. We've identified 2,000 people in the members reserve at the MCC members reserve at the MCG Carlton Geelong game. They all will be contacted as we speak to isolate and to get tested.
And South Australian authorities are investigating a third possible COVID-19 exposure site in the state linked to infected removalists from New South Wales. No confirmed local cases have so far been linked to the 2 sites already identified, a service station and a cafe at Tallam Bend, about 100 kilometres east of Adelaide. But Premier Stephen Marshall says authorities are still trying to ascertain if the removalists made another stop in the town. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.